Valentine's Day. It supposedly evolved. Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. Well, Ken, what are the evolutionists saying about romance and evolution now?
Well, imagine my surprise when I opened my daily paper on Valentine's Day to find a front-page article entitled, Your Animal Flirting is Not Just Human Behavior. This piece, specially written for Valentine's Day, was telling readers that men chasing women was all a part of our so-called animal instincts in the evolution of life. Now, the article stated that it's best for the species, from an evolutionary perspective, if men actually have relationships with more than one woman. This helps spread the genes, they say, enabling the survival of the fittest. You know, a popular TV program in America once featured a scientist justifying men being unfaithful to their wives on the basis of evolution. In fact, there have been many articles lately justifying drug use, homosexual behavior, murder, and more on the basis of our animal ancestry and that our perverse behavior is all just genetic. You know, when people believe this, they'll think they can do anything. They won't acknowledge there's such a thing as sin and that man is in rebellion against God. So what's the truth about Valentine's Day, Mark? Well, God created man from dust and a woman from his side, and they were one flesh. Thus, it's one man for one woman. That's the truth.
Our website features all sorts of free booklets that will help build you up in your faith. Read Ken Ham's booklets at AnswersRadio.com.